Are you blessed and highly flavored? Is God good all the time?
Or are we good all the time? Hallelujah. Yes. It's a good day to die, isn't it? God's turning things around because we are on the season of release. There's no coincidences in God. John 2:13. Feels good to be in God's presence, you know? Sometimes you can't wait to get out of your own presence. Verse 13, let's speak it. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers doing business. When he had made a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, "Take those things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise." Then his disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house has eaten me up." So the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign do you show to us since you do these things?" I thought that was enough sign, huh? Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then the Jews said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture in the word which Jesus had said. What was going on at that time with in these money changers and the things that were going on in the temple of God? God was cleaning out the temple, not only physically but spiritually. Amen? And we have modern day money changers now. Modern day money changers. And that's today's teaching. The Jewish law required at the temple a tax. It was a half a shekel. And when the Jews and visitors from other nations came to pay their taxes, when they offered their sacrifices, foreign coins and of pagans and empires would not be accepted in God's temple. So money changers exchanged foreign coins for Jewish money at an exorbitant profit. They exploited the religious zeal and did their business in the temple instead of another part of the town. They determined that their exchange was rightful in their own eyes. But their exchange rate, they are the ones that determined it. So it was altering at any time of day, whenever they wanted to do it. Instead of another part of the town, they definitely just did it right in the temple because they know that they had to come there to make sacrifices. Especially it was at the Passover. Amen? So they took advantage of the poor and the foreigners that came to Jerusalem at the Passover and any other feast. Their activity in shady business practices angered the Lord. Like tax collectors extorted money from their own people. How about the IRS? How about the Federal Reserve? Amen? How about bankers? Loan sharks? Invading households through TV and radio. These are identified as modern day money changers. And they are changing money. They are doing everything to make a profit. Everything is about a profit, a profit, a profit. And that's not a profit of the Lord. It's about profit. Amen. Modern-day money changers. And God is exposing all of these modern-day money changers.
You know, many people, even right now, the interest rates are outrageous. You know, why does interest rates go up and inflation go up? Because the value of the money goes down. And they bring that on themselves because they're printing more money than what they have backing of it. And again, you remember we shared this already that the petrodollar is no longer United States. It's gone. Saudi Arabia did not sign that contract again with the United States. And that was 50 years ago, so that's Jubilee. Just like 50 years of the abortion has been dismantled. So 50 years ago on June 9th, 1974, Saudi Arabia signed a contract with the United States for the petrol money so that they would purchase all oil in the world had to be purchased with U.S. currency. It was called petrol dollar. But they stopped it. Now, how can you have faith in a country that doesn't have any backing, or confidence in a country that doesn't have any backing of anything? Even though we have much minerals and riches. We've got oil and everything else in this country, but they don't utilize it. We could be the largest exporting of oil in the world. But they won't do it. Because the global ruling class of the Antichrist regime wants to dismantle America and take it over because of its riches and wealth. They want it. Does everybody understand? At one time, you could trade in gold and silver for coins that were backed by currents that were backed by gold and silver. You could exchange them out. You could trade them. So when people found gold, they would get money. They could go out mining and they'd find it and they'd bring it in and they'd exchange it and they'd have currency that was backed by gold. But now the currency hasn't been backed by gold in the last 50 years. And God owns all the gold and the silver. So that's why it's going back to God's standard. Amen. Not worldly standards. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, now thanks be to God, is everybody there? Always leads us in the triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to another the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not, as so many, peddling the word of God. In other words, what are they doing? They're charging. They're peddling the word of God for currency, for money, for profit. But as sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. Now, I've known individuals that were peddling the gifts of the Spirit and the word of God, and it was grieving to me, where I no longer associated with them anymore. But you know, there seems to be that frontal part of an individual until you find the true fruits of them. Amen? Peddling the word of God, in other words, they were doing it for profit. If you recall, when, you might not recall, when cassettes came out, hello? People were making big bucks selling their cassettes for the teachings. It was a big thing. And then people make books, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not degrading that. But people are depending on utilizing their teachings to sell. Amen? And God says, freely we get, freely we give. I mean, we don't sell any of our teachings. They're all available. If we did charge, it's just because of the CDCs at one time or the packaging and so forth. But you can go to Eternal Library, and it's free.
Heck, we have almost 2,300, 20-something hundred teachings on there. I think you can learn something. Second Timothy 3, starting at verse 1, please. But know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. Are we in the last days? Oh, yeah. For men will be lovers of what? Themselves. Lovers of money. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, false, in other words, it's false submission. False submission. They pretend to submit in front of you, but behind closed doors they are not. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Turn away. Lovers of self and lovers of money. Why? Because these modern day money changers are raising up everywhere. And they're all being exposed. Even some of this prophetic that's on TV and so forth. They're selling their products for a profit. Does everybody understand? I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with selling something, but then there's an area where if money is the most important thing to an individual, because that's called greed. Greed. So people are producing more and more to make money and more money. Instead of expanding the kingdom. 2 Peter 2, verse 18. It says, for when they speak swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, freedom. You know, many people think that more money you have, the more free you'll be. Sometimes the more money someone has, the more bound they are. While they promise them liberty or prosperity, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if after they had escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them, and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it happened to them, according to a true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed to his wallowing in mire. Promise of freedom through what? Wealth. The promise of freedom through wealth. You are not free through wealth. The Bible declares that freedom comes through the presence of the Lord. Where the Holy Spirit is, there is liberty, not where how much money you have. Amen? Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with having money. Amen? But it must be utilized correctly. James chapter 3 and verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by what? Good conduct, that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. So these money changers are manipulated by the wisdom from below. Why? Because what's behind it is greed. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Wisdom that is demonic is what we see in these modern day money changers. 1 John chapter 2, Verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. Even so, now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I've not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but denies that Jesus is the Christ? He's an antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning of the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to what? Deceive you. Sway you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. So the anointing is always teaching you. In other words, the Holy Spirit is the master teacher, isn't he? Jesus taught. They called him rabbi. But who was teaching us? The Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Go to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were also what? False prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will what? Exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. In other words, they're going to get it. They're not going to get away with it. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. False prophets, money changing, selling their knowledge for money instead of giving God glory. You know, I was never an individual that would pay to go to a revival. Sorry. I'm not going to pay to go to a revival. if they're going to have bouncers at the door to collect money to come in, you know, this is supposed to be revival. No, that's not revival. Because if revival's going on, there's no concern of money. There isn't any concern of money. The only people want is God's presence. And when God touches a heart, they give. Amen? You don't have to give before God touches you. When God touches your heart, then you want to give. But I could never understand why people were paying to go to a revival. Now, I know they have conferences, you know, for whatever, for teachings, this and that, whatever, for people to learn and whatever, and they pay for an admission, whatever. But, for me, in all of this, you know, we have to be careful. Because we don't want greed to interfere. I mean, you open a door to greed and it floods you. The next thing you know, people are chasing money instead of money chasing them. In James chapter 5, in verse 1, let's speak it. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted. Your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded. And the corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. In other words, it's been contaminated. You have heaped up treasures in the last days. These are money changers.
Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord Sabbath. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Sounds like all these congressmen and House of Representatives and many of them, political. I mean, these are lifers. Some of them are lifers. I don't understand how people keep reelecting the same person over and over. And they're millionaires. Some of them are billionaires. I don't think they really get audited because they've been paid and protected. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury, and you have fattened your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Sounds like the whole Democratic Party, don't it? You have condemned. You have murdered the just. He does not resist you. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. And I'm telling you, that's coming around the corner. Hallelujah. Their riches are corrupt, and they've burned those who labored for them. They didn't treat them fairly. Greed is associated with lust. Lust. Living under satanic torment. So there's lust, and then there's true love from God. And that's two different things. Those who walk in the love of God are givers. Those who walk in the lust are takers. In 1 Corinthians 13, and we'll start at verse 1. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but not have love, it profits me nothing. Love what? Suffers long and is what? Kind. Love does not envy. Does not parade itself, and is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. Hallelujah. Love, not lust. It's two different things. See, love does not push. Lust does. Lust is aggressive. Love is surrender. There's a flow of love. There's a difference. And we see a lot of people falling into the lust instead of love. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves what? Torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this is this commandment we have from him, that we who love God, for that he who loves God must love his brother also. Again, love is not fear. It's not fear. Lust is fearful. Because that person's always afraid of losing something. Does everybody understand that? Lust is tormenting. There's a difference between love of God and a lust. Lust is from below. Love is from above. So when these money changers are making all this profit, they don't care about love. They're stealing from the poor, putting people more in bondage. They're not walking in God's love. Matthew 20. Remember, if you've been watching Chosen at all, remember Matthew the tax collector? He was bound, wasn't he? He was betraying his own people, taking money from his own people, making a great profit. He was wealthy. Until Jesus showed up. Why? Jesus is love. And when Jesus said, "Follow me," man, he got out of there and shut the door and said, "I'm done." And the guard was freaking out. "What do you mean? You're wealthy. You got everything. You're going to lose everything." He didn't care. You know why? Because he found love. He got cut loose of greed and lust, which is fear and tormenting. And he walked in love. He was allowing God to build the house and not himself. Oh, wonderful. Matthew 20, verse 8. So one evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first." And when those who came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good?" So the last will be first and the first last. For many are called, but what? Few are chosen. 1 Timothy 6, verse 9. It says, "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." So there are so many get-rich schemes, it's incredible. Amen? I mean, they're all over the place. People are telling you to buy this, to buy that, and whatever, and invest in this, and so forth. You have to be careful. You must be led by the anointing, because the anointing will reveal all things to you. Luke chapter 10 and verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way, behold, I send you out as lambs among what? Wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, or sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in that same house, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his wages, and do not go from that house. Whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as is set before you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. And whatever city you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, the very dust of your city, which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than in this city. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 1, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead as appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires or greediness or lust. Because they will have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be what? Watchful in all things, endure all afflictions, and do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your time here, or your ministry. And I'm going to close in Malachi chapter 3. There are businesses, there are ministries that are modern day money changers. There are banks, there are organizations and corporations, modern day money changers. Malachi 3, starting at verse 2. Let's speak it together. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a launderer's soap. And he will sit as a refiner and a purifier of what? Silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in the former years. And I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, adulterers, perjurers, against those who exploit wage earnings. Those are what? Money changers. And widows and orphans. And against those who turn away an alien, because they did not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, and I do not change. He doesn't change. Man changes. Man changes doctrines. Man changes. We are influenced all the time. We are hard-pressed on every side. Things are not getting better in the world. They're getting worse, but they're supposed to be. For me and you, things are going to get better. We haven't seen it here in Florida like in other states, because this state is really blessed. It's not only prosperous, but it's protected, and God has placed his servant in office. And not only that, his main servant lives here, so what the heck? Hallelujah. Where all the eyes of the world are on Donald Trump. Amen. He was persecuted just like Jesus was. And I'm not saying that they're equal. I'm just saying that the same thing that's happening. So all the eyes of the world are on Donald Trump, God's anointed servant, who will return. But God has used that man to expose. I don't think anybody else, without the anointing of God, you couldn't go through what he went through. I mean, I know I couldn't without the anointing. Sheesh. Anyways, thank God I'm not in that same position. But if I was, it would have been anointed. Amen? Because God's plan is going to happen in the anointing. You can't do the plan of God without the anointing. Everything must be backed by the anointing, and we must maintain that anointing and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But again, things are changing rapidly. We don't see everything that's going on behind closed doors, but God does. Amen? So just be prepared. Don't get shaken when things begin to really start to shake. Stand strong in the Lord.
and know that you're in the right place, close to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And Lord, we ask that you rescue these money changers, expose their wicked schemes, expose their greediness and their deception, and grant them salvation, deliverance, and healing, that they may turn over to you what is righteous and what is true. Lord, let the money that comes from you be anointed from you to be distributed for you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.